listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. Hosted by high-stakes headhunter, author, and professional speaker, Scott Love.
Hey, you're listening to the Rainmaking Podcast, and my name is Scott Love. And today, my special guest is me. Yes, I'm going to be doing a few what are called solo casts on my podcast. I haven't done many of those, but there's a few topics, things that I've been talking about with different business groups related to client development and other areas that I wanted to share with you. By the way, I've been speaking at a lot of recruiting conferences. I'll be attending the National Association of Law Placement in April. I actually have a special project that I've been working on with NALP, and that's the trade association for my law firm clients. But if you're in the recruiting industry, I'm going to be speaking at the National Association of Personnel Services annual conference this fall. I'm going to be speaking at Top Echelons Conference in May in Florida and other groups. And if your company is ever looking for someone to speak at a retreat, especially if it's in a nice place like Florida or Las Vegas, and my son just moved to Los Angeles, so if you've got opportunities in Southern California, let me know. Anyways, enough of that. Let's get on to it. The topic for today is the impact of time. Now, I've done some programs on time management to recruiting groups, and I'm not pursuing a lot of professional speaking gigs because doing placements is my core focus. But things that I've learned over the years in making successful placements are things that I'm sharing with people. And there are certain concepts related to how we value time that I wanted to share with you. And there's three different core aspects of that. One of them is clarity. I think it's important to have real direction on what you want to do, not just overarching annual goals or what do you want your life to look like in the next 3 to 5 years, but what are you doing today? I think if we look at the most important area of how we view time, it's right now. What's happening in this moment? Actually, let's just bring it down to 60 minutes. There are four components that affect this. Number one is intention, which is what this is. What is your intention? Number two is your ability to focus, which when we look at time on an hour-by-hour basis, we're focusing just on the now, not tomorrow. That's just a promise, not yesterday. That's a memory. It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. The only thing you have right now is now. And that's where you put your focus. The third aspect is intensity. How much energy do you apply to the time or to the task at hand? And then finally, execution. How well do you do what you're supposed to do right now? But when we look at time as being finite and limited, and we bring our focus to the now, I think you'll find that you're going to get a lot more done. When you switch from one activity to another, there is a moment that occurs in that transition that is extremely stressful. For example, imagine that you're doing your online banking and your little girl walks into your home office. Daddy, the head of my doll fell off. Well, can you do online banking and take care of your kid at the same time? No, you can't. Like Peter Drucker said, every process has a beginning, a middle, and an end. We started at the beginning of our work doing online banking. We're in the middle of it. Now we have to abruptly end it and start a whole new task. The beginning, I've got to see my kid, give her a hug, wipe the tears away. The middle, I'm in the process. Let me see the head of that doll. Let me screw it back on. Rip, there you go. Give me a kiss. You're on your way. And the end. Then we have to come back to our original task. And what that is when you switch from one activity to another, you know what it is? It's an interruption. And that is what causes stress. So, of course, you want to batch your similar activities with similar activities as you schedule your day. But what we do in our focus, we're looking at today. What is it that we want to accomplish today? What are two or three outcomes that if you only accomplish two or three things today, it's a win? I think having a monthly goal and then weekly targets, Sunday night, write your targets down for the week before you go to bed. If you do them Monday morning, it's too late. You're not going to feel as prepared. And anytime you're not prepared, you're going to feel stressed. One of the things I do before I go to bed Sunday night, I email myself, what are the two or three outcomes, two or three targets for the week? I spend maybe 3 minutes thinking about that. Okay, I want to do this, this, and this. I email it to myself. Boom, I can go to bed. When I get to my office, I take that email. I look it up. I write it down on my dry erase board. Yes, I actually use a super stupid dry erase board. Old school, low tech, but it works to track my metrics each week on two or three things. And then before you go to bed, looking at tomorrow, what are you going to accomplish tomorrow? What are two or three outcomes? So that's number one about time, is our intention. Number two, I think having a sense of urgency. There are two questions that I found that I ask myself throughout the day that help me to make better decisions in terms of where I focus my energy. And I want to share these with you. One of them I heard from a sales trainer years ago. Now, if you're not in sales, that's okay. Don't get freaked out. Don't hang up on the podcast. Keep listening. I promise it'll be worth it. But Brian Tracy said this, that successful, well-managed people always manage themselves throughout the day on an hour-by-hour basis. And he said, the question they ask themselves is this, what's the best use of my time right now? What would happen to your effectiveness if you asked yourself that question throughout the day? What's the best use of my time right now? Another question I've learned to ask, which helps to direct my focus in an appropriate way that takes me closer to my goals, is this. Will this activity take me closer to or further away from my goals? Wow, talk about a focusing question. Talk about an easy way to get rid of all the things that don't make any contribution to your life. I mean, I got to tell you, it feels really good to be busy doing busy things that have no result. And I think a lot of people look for busyness just to feel like they're moving forward, but they're not. Will this activity take me closer to or further away from my goals? And the final concept I'm going to tell you, which is going to be mind-blowing, is this. I do not think that we truly appreciate the value of inappropriate uses of our time. As you look at how you're spending your time, think of it like this, 1 hour blocks of time, one unit of value. Whenever I spend time in an area, I'm trying to triple down. If I spend time in an area and my primary goal is not achieved, will I still have something to show for it? I spend a lot of time strategically. Whenever I take on a new search, whenever I spend time at a speaking conference, that's why I don't do a lot of one-offs anymore. I spoke at the American Pyrotechnics Association. I got a good fee. I spoke in Vegas, and that was about it. Because I'm not going to market. I'm not doing coaching. I'm not doing consulting. I'm doing headhunting for law firms. I'm working with search firms that want to grow. That's it. So if you spend time in an area and you can't triple the return, it's just a one-off. You want to think more strategically. The question you ask yourself is this, not just what's the best use of my time right now, but can I get a triple return for this time? Here is an example of the value of 1 hour. If you spend an hour of time going in a direction that doesn't take you closer to your goal, you know what that is? That's actually a 2 hour loss of time. What? I just spent an hour on it. No, it's a double loss or more, because that's an hour that you spent walking in the wrong direction. And now you got to go back. Now it's an hour that you got to walk back to get back on track. You see, that's time that you spent going in the wrong direction. And it's time that could have been spent moving you closer to your goal. So when you think of it like that, each hour, if I spend it incorrectly, it's a double loss. If I spend this hour of time incorrectly, I've actually lost 2 hours because I've got to recoup the time that I spent going in the wrong direction. When we think of it like that, we're going to be making better decisions about how we spend our time. One final thought. Think of it like this. I remember one day, I'm on my way when I lived in DC. I'm working downtown. I've got to get to Reagan. And I dilly-dallied and not getting to the metro because I wanted to take the metro to the train because of the traffic. It's quicker and easier. I dilly-dallied. And I should have had a sense of urgency because you know what? I missed the metro train by about 30 seconds. And guess how much time the next train was going to show up? 11 minutes. And you know what? That was almost enough time for me to miss my flight. Had I gotten there just 30 seconds earlier, I would have recouped 11 minutes worth of time. You don't know when the next natural or man-made disaster is going to occur. That's why I really believe in margin. We don't know what that next change is going to be, that next disruptor that's going to take our best clients away from us. That's why we can't take for granted everything. We've always got to be picking up a string in the field every time we see it because we might need it for some use. We've got to find these little pockets of time and tuck them away and be productive and useful. And you know what? You already know this lesson, don't you? You know when you learned it? When you were a little kid, the tortoise and the hare. if you have that sense of urgency, the tortoise had a sense of urgency. He didn't take anything for granted. He kept moving forward. He didn't have any time to waste. He said, I've got a deficit in terms of my speed, so I'm going to harvest my resilience and my desire, and I'm going to leverage that for me to advance my goal, and I'm going to win. When you look at time like that as a precious resource that's finite, and we don't know, if we dilly-dally and we get to the metro late, we're going to miss our metro car. It's going to take us another 11 minutes. I wish I didn't spend so much time on Facebook friending an old girlfriend of mine. I wish I'd have been more diligent in getting to the metro soon and doing things that are priorities instead of dilly-dallying. When you look at time as a precious resource, that each hour that's lost is actually 2 hours, because now you got to reclaim it and gain it back, you're going to appreciate it and make better decisions. And by the way, here's one extra tip that's going to help you get one more hour of time a day. Come into the office 15 minutes early. Stay 15 minutes later. Well, that's a half hour. You can stand on your head for 15 minutes. Come on, just get in 15 minutes early. Stay a little bit later. It's not going to be the end of the world. 15 minutes, that's a half hour. How do I get another half hour? When you take the ideas that I've shared with you, I promise you that you will reclaim at least 15 minutes worth of goof-off time in the morning. You will reclaim 15 minutes worth of goof-off time in the afternoon. There's your other half hour. I found that just by being deliberate and intentional about how we spend our time, even the little things, that's going to add up over time. And that, my friend, is how you become a high achiever. Now, I know that this has nothing to do with business development, but it's all about execution. It's all about getting things done. Thank you for listening. As always, this podcast is sponsored by Leopard Solutions, legal intelligence suite of products, Firmscape and Leopard BI. Push ahead of the pack with the power of Leopard. And I appreciate their sponsorship. And I appreciate you also. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm easy to find. And thanks again for being a listener to our show. I'm very proud of what we've done. And it's not just me. It's my colleague, Gabriella, that's helped out a lot with all the marketing, and our super editor, Z, who's done all of our podcasts. And by the way, if you have any audio recordings that you want done for anything like that, let me know and I'll refer you to him. He does a great job. Thank you again for listening. And I appreciate your support of the Rainmaking Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. For more information about our recruiting services for international law firms, visit our website at attorneysearchgroup.com. To inquire about having Scott speak at your next convention, conference, sales meeting, or executive retreat, visit therainmakingpodcast.com.